Good morning, everyone. I can't tell you how honored and humbled I am that so many of you took time out of your busy schedules to join me this morning. I know that each of you has many commitments to your families and your jobs, and that you would sacrifice time to be here with me means the world to me. I just can't tell you that enough. I also would like to thank my family for joining me today. My parents, Bob Harold and Donna Tanner Harold, my sister, Alexandra Domersant, as you all know, her husband, Henry Domersant, and their children, Gabrielle. Gabrielle, wave. That's her. She told me I was to wave to her and she would wave back, so I'm waving. And then their son, Cannon. I'd also like to introduce my station. That's Gabby's boy. And then my sister, Anastasia Randall, her husband, Brian Randall, and their son, Noah. I should note that my two nephews, who are 6 months old and 8 months old, are serving as the unofficial chairs of Babies for Erica. I don't know what that entails, but I think they've stepped up to the plate. There's also my brother, Nicholas Harold, my cousin, Byron Clark, our longtime family friend and relative, Carla Chambers, and of course, my grandmother, Mrs. Louise Tanner, a woman who's lived in this community for decades, and who's one of my very favorite people to call late at night when I can't fall asleep. Today's announcement of a run for office is one that I would not have been equipped to make had it not been for the wonderful examples of service and sacrifice that my parents set for me. My parents made great sacrifices to try to make sure that my siblings and I had everything that we needed to be successful. My parents helped us to understand the knowledge that our lives are measured not by the quantity of our accomplishments, but rather by the quality of our service to others. My father's traveled abroad to do outreach to children living in poverty, and my mother teaches parenting classes in the county jail, trying to help incarcerated women strengthen their bonds with their children. And so I thank both of my parents today for not only making sacrifices so that my siblings and I could have great examples and great opportunities, but for challenging us to serve and then leading by example. Today's announcement also would not have been possible had it not have been for the blessing of growing up here in Champaign-Urbana. Whether it was the support of great teachers at Urbana High School, the guidance of outstanding faculty at the University of Illinois, or the encouragement of my church families, I would not have developed the strength to take on new challenges had it not been for the presence of so many positive role models in my life. And so I'm extremely grateful that the people in my life who have inspired me the most are here as I announce my plans to take on a new challenge. And it's with immense appreciation for the support of my family and this community, and with great anticipation about what we can accomplish together, both for our district and our country, that I announce today my intention to seek the Republican nomination to the United States Congress in Illinois' 13th District. And I'm running for a few key reasons. One of the most fundamental of these reasons is the example of service that my parents set, and my desire to try to invest my life in causes greater than my own self-interest. The desire to try to leave the community around me a more just and humane place. And I found that the moments in my life when I felt most fully alive and most fully in the center of what I felt called to do were those moments when I focused not on myself, but rather on meeting the needs of others. It was in moments of counseling a child who had been being bullied, or helping to represent a man on death row who had been denied a fair trial, or helping to raise money so that a child could leave a failing school. It was in moments like those, the uncelebrated ones, the quiet ones, that I felt the kind of meaning and satisfaction that makes a life worth living. And at the heart of my candidacy is that desire to serve. I'm also running because I believe in our representative form of government, where people select the individuals who not only represent their values and interests, but also who can be strong, principled, and persuasive advocates for their values and interests in Washington, D.C. And it would be a great honor to represent the people of the 13th District, to represent the small business owner in Champaign-Urbana, to make sure that her business is not crushed by burdensome regulations, to represent the farmer in Jersey County, to make sure that strong crop insurance is in place so that our district's farms can continue to help feed the nation, to represent college students in Normal, Edwardsville, and right here in Champaign-Urbana, to ensure that our economy is growing so that businesses can expand and hire those talented students upon graduation, to represent the family in Springfield who can't afford to pay any more taxes because they're trying to save for their child's college education, and to fight for the protection of each individual's constitutional rights, the right to freedom of speech, free exercise of religion, and the right to bear arms. The House of Representatives has historically been called the People's House, and it would be a privilege to represent the people of the 13th District in that House. But I'm fighting not just because I believe in those conservative principles on a philosophical level, but also because I know that those principles, they affect people's lives. As a lawyer, I've represented small businesses that have suffered economic losses as a result of unnecessary regulations. And I've seen bureaucratic excess keep companies from being able to hire. I just took out somebody's media microphone. And as a member of Prison Fellowship's Board of Directors, I've seen how faith-based groups exercising their First Amendment right to freedom of religion can address the most vexing needs of the heart, needs that government simply is ill-suited to address. And after meeting with inmates on death row or working with inmates' children, I know that we must continue to preserve that constitutionally protected space in society for faith-based groups to try to bring light into the darkness. And I'm committed not only to fighting for the people of this district and standing upon the principles of limited government and individual autonomy, but I'm also committed to making the case for how conservative principles expand opportunities for the individual, reward entrepreneurship, promote economic growth, affirm the value of each life, foster social mobility, and uphold human dignity. Because it's not enough to simply take a position on various matters of public policy. Instead, a compelling conception and vision of limited government must be articulated. I'm also dedicated to engaging individuals who may not traditionally vote for Republican candidates. As someone who does not fit the conventional stereotype of a Republican, I'm committed to reaching out to individuals from all backgrounds and all walks of life who may support conservative principles. Not only is this outreach essential in a swing district like ours, but more importantly, it strengthens our party as a whole, helping to expand the party's reach and reinvigorating the party's message. Now, I know that campaigns are grueling, and people may attack you for simply daring to step into the arena, but people may try to focus on that which is petty and tangential as a way of avoiding that which is significant and consequential. And I'm certainly prepared for the fact that as a former Miss America, I'm likely to be asked at some point during the campaign, do you really want world peace? But I'm willing to step into that arena because I believe that the challenges of our time demand a willingness to stand with conviction and courage. And I believe that people outside of the system may be the ones who can best bring change to the system. But more importantly, I'm willing to step into this arena because I know that I don't step into it alone. I stand with each of you. And I have full confidence that if we stand together, no matter what challenges may come our way, we can achieve great and even historic things for our district, our party, and our country. Thank you for coming to stand with me today, and may God bless each of you. And I know that my niece Gabby would like to come and take a bow as well. So we're going to curtsy together. Ready? Here we go.